Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast, where we help business owners just like yourself stop food obsession, and that way you can finally start to love what you see in the mirror. My name and your host, Sebastian Bedenker. In today's podcast episode, we're going to be discussing something that's going to be extremely beneficial, extremely helpful, especially if you're busy running an empire, okay? So today's video, we're going to be talking exactly how you should be training to make the most out of your time, how to train without spending hours in the gym, but you're still gonna be able to build pounds of muscle and shred that fat off your body. So I'm just gonna get right into it. The main training style that we're gonna wanna adopt is actually from a popular bodybuilder in the past. His name was Mike Mentzer, and he really preached high intensity training. Now, we're not gonna be doing exactly what he taught, because, you know, he relied on a lot of different methods like resting, pretty much the entire week, and that's not what we're gonna be doing. But what we are going to take is his style of low volume and high intensity sets. Okay, so why do we want to use a style of low volume and sets where you're actually really pushing yourself, where you're sweating bullets, where you're using weight that is going to scare you, honestly? Like, before a set, if the weight doesn't scare you, that's a good rule of thumb. Okay, if you pick up the dumbbells and you're like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this up, that means you're doing something right and you're actually pushing yourself. But, you know, what you see a lot of people doing is they'll train four sets of 12 and they're just doing these soft baby weight reps, and that's why they see no progress in the gym, and that's why they feel like they need to be in there for an hour or 2 hours, because that's how long it takes them to break a sweat. But if you're using high intensity training, you're going to be able to get an efficient workout in simply under 30 minutes. So how do we train like this? Well, you're just going to warm up as you normally do. Okay, so let's say you're doing something like dumbbell chest press. You're just going to do your typical dumbbell chest press, I would say with half the weight that you plan on using. And then you're going to get into your working sets. And all you need is 1 to 2 working sets. And I know that sounds like a very little amount, and you're probably wondering, how am I going to see results if I'm only doing 1 to 2 sets per exercise? But the truth is, if you are genuinely pushing yourself, if you're actually using weight that pushes you, that makes you break a sweat, that is, you know, pretty heavy for you, then you're going to see results. It's the same exact thing as doing four sets of 12 pushing yourself. You're just doing it in a shorter amount of time. So I would say you need to be staying within that 5 to 8 rep range. So a good rule of thumb is, if you can do way more repetitions than 8, you know, you should probably increase that weight. Like, if you're doing bicep curls and you're on your 20th rep just flying through those things, that's way too late, man. And you got to push yourself. So increase that weight. Now, if you can't even do, let's say, 3 reps, you know, let's say you pick up the 60s for dumbbell curls, and you can't even do 3 reps, like you're struggling, then okay, that means the weight is a little bit too heavy and you should decrease it. Obviously, you also don't want to injure yourself, and you want to make sure that your form is correct. But you need to be using weight that actually pushes you in that 5 to 8 rep range, and it's going to take a little bit of time, you know, to find the ideal weight that you should be using. Right, it may take a week or two before you fully feel comfortable and like, okay, this is the weight that I should be using in that 5 to 8 rep range. Now, like I said, you should be pushing yourself to failure each and every single set. Since you are training like this intensely and heavier weight, you also want longer rest periods. So for simple exercises like bicep curls or shoulder raises, you can rest maybe 2 to 3 minutes. Now, when you're doing those heavier compound movements, you know, like your squats, your bench press, your deadlifts, you want to be resting 3 to 5 minutes, because you're using weight that pushes you and you want to give your central nervous system some rest. Okay, so you can rest for 3 to 5 minutes. Now, you know, some people may say like, why do I need to rest for so long? But I promise, like, if you're actually pushing yourself, that is how long you're going to need to recover efficiently. Again, your lifting is only going to be about 30 minutes per session, because you only need maybe 3 to 4 exercises at most. Maybe 45 minutes on a leg day. You know, maybe you'll be in there for 45 minutes, maybe up to an hour on leg day, because that's going to take longer in general. But yeah, for the most part, your workouts should take no longer than 30 to 45 minutes for the lifting portion. Now, as a natural lifter, this is especially effective because you're going to be able to recover much faster. Have you ever noticed, you know, when you're doing a ton of volume, you're doing 4 sets of 12, you're doing like 7 different exercises, you ever notice how sore you are? It's because you're doing a ton of junk volume. And so a lot of people think that soreness is a good thing. They think that soreness means you worked out your muscles efficiently. But guys, soreness is not an indicator of muscle growth. In fact, it probably means you're not growing as efficiently as you could be. Because just because you're sore, it doesn't mean you're making progress. It doesn't mean you're making gains. It could be a sign that you're not getting enough sleep. It could also be a sign that you're not eating enough protein. And it's just a sign that you're not recovering efficiently and you probably did a lot of junk volume. So when you switch over to this high intensity training style, you're going to notice that you're not going to be as sore. And don't let that alarm you, because soreness is not a good indicator of growth. The way you tell if you're making progress in the gym is, first off, progress photos. That's one of the best ways to tell if you're making progress. Take photos of yourself in the mirror every single day. I would just recommend taking them fasted in the morning. That way you're not bloated or anything and you have an accurate representation of your physique. And then week after week, take pictures. Notice the progress that you're making. Are your arms getting bigger? Are you noticing more veins in different areas of your body? Is your chest starting to shape up? Are your shoulders getting broader? That is one of the best ways you can tell if you're making progress. Another way is just ask yourself, am I able to increase the weight week after week? You know, let's say maybe the first week that you're doing this high intensity training style, you're doing dumbbell curls for 35 pounds. And then the next week you can pick up the 40s. And then the next week you can pick up the 45s. That would be a sign that you're building muscle. Okay, so progressive overload, making sure that you're getting stronger. Now, progressive overload, I'm sure is a term that you've heard before. Now, increasing the weight is not the only way you can progressively overload, because obviously you're not going to be able to increase the weight for your entire life. I mean, then everybody would be curling 200 pounds on dumbbells, and that's just not realistic, right? So other ways that you can progressively overload are, you know, using stricter form. You can use stricter, cleaner form, you know, really slowing down the reps, really feeling that burn, and again, in that 5 to 8 rep range. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be increasing the weight. There are other ways that you can progressively overload. Now, I know a lot of you are pretty much, some of you are new to the gym, some of you have been in the gym for a while, but you just feel like you still don't know what you're doing. You feel like you don't have the best exercises to do to really build muscle. So in the first link of the description of this podcast, I'm going to be leaving a link to my free workout guide. It has a ton of the workouts, a ton of my favorite workouts that I really recommend. Now, the only thing that you're going to have to be, you know, modifying is the amount of sets and reps you're doing, because I made that, you know, 2 years ago when I really didn't use high intensity training. So it was, again, that 4 sets of 12 style that a lot of people do. So that's the only thing you're going to have to modify, how many sets and reps you're doing. But the exercises are still extremely efficient. They're still extremely good for packing on muscle. And one thing that I want to touch on as well is the cardio that you should be doing. So like I said, the lifting portion is going to only take you about 30 to 45 minutes, maybe up to an hour on leg day. But you know, it should take you no longer than that. But you're also going to want to implement cardio if you're trying to lose fat. Okay, so the cardio I recommend, and again, this is in the ebook and the workout guide, first link in the description. The cardio I recommend is 12-3-30. Now, what this is where you grab a treadmill and you set the incline at 12 speed. 12 incline for 3 speed and 30 minutes. Okay, so that is what's called LISS. Low intensity, steady state cardio, and that's going to help you burn a lot of calories, you know, without exhausting yourself, meaning that you can do this literally every day if you wanted to. And that's going to help you tremendously in burning extra calories and really helping that fat just melt off your waist. You know, again, provided that you're in a calorie deficit. That's the most important thing at the end of the day, your nutrition. But yeah, guys, always lift before the cardio. You should be using your energy, your strength for the weights. And then after you're done with your 30 or 45 minute lifting session, you can follow up with that cardio routine. And I promise, guys, if you start to do this week after week, you're going to see those results. You're going to see a massive difference in your physical appearance, in your physique, in your body, and you're going to start to love what you see in the mirror. Again, guys, like I said, the free workout guide is down in the description below. Just click that first link. And I know that this was a bit of a shorter video, but you know, I just wanted to help you guys out. I know my entrepreneurs, my business owners, you guys are extremely busy when you're running a business and you feel like you can't work out because you're running a business. But the truth is you absolutely can. It's just about being efficient with your time and still getting massive results, right? Like, you're still going to be building an incredible physique because you're training correctly. You don't have to be in the gym for an hour to 2 hours every single day. All you have to do is know how to train correctly. And if you guys would like my one-on-one coaching, you want to join the Binge Breakthrough Academy, where we help tons of entrepreneurs stop food obsession, stop feeling like food has a massive grip on their life, like a chokehold on their life, and they actually get in incredible shape, see their abs for the first time, love what they see in the mirror, and you want that to be you this year, click that second link in the description, and we'll book in a free consultation call. I'll see if I can help you out, and we'll get you in the Binge Breakthrough Academy. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the podcast. If you did enjoy it, please leave a positive review, and I will see you guys in the next podcast episode. I hope you have the best day of your entire life.